brought us the light of guidance and salvation. He brought us the light of guidance and salvation. The majestic prophet, alayhi salam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is stated by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever likes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him when he appears in the court of Allah, he should recite salutations upon me abundantly. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person who has the wish that when he comes in the court of Allah, Allah likes to meet him. And when Allah likes to meet somebody, Allah will bestow immense blessings upon him. Allah will make him enter paradise. Allah will make him forget the worries of this world. Allah will make him his life easy. Even if it is difficult outwardly, he will find ease and comfort and peace and tranquility in it. So a person who wants to meet Allah in the state that Allah likes him, he should abundantly recite salutations upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, meaning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to like you, the criteria is you have to like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more you like the Messenger of Allah, the more you love him, the more you want to learn and talk and think about him, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like you. So this is a formula, this is the criteria, this is, you could say, a life hack into becoming the close bondsman of Allah. And that is through the love and devotion and the ishq of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, first of all, the majestic Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in which we talk about the different aspects in which a person can love the Messenger of Allah, how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum loved the Messenger of Allah, what love is, some signs of the love. And then in the second part, we covered the miracles of the Prophet ﷺ, the mu'jizat of the Messenger of Allah, in which Al-Quran Al-Kareem being the greatest one, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, we talk about the miracles of the eyes of Rasulullah, we talk about the miracles of the hair of Rasulullah, we talk about the miracles of the tongue and the lu'ab, the saliva of the Prophet ﷺ, we talk about the hearing of the Prophet ﷺ, all these other miracles which are granted to him, we talked about that. And in this next part of the series, we will talk about the characteristics, the qualities, the a bit personal life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what better place to start than the blessed childhood of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And from here onwards, we will try to take this and we will focus on certain parts more than the other, because the seerah is very extensive. There are many, many, many books and volumes written on the seerah of the Messenger of Allah from different angles. And it is difficult and nearly impossible to cover them all. But with the help of Allah, whatever we can do, inshallah, we will try to do. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Al-Khasais al-Kubra that a great devotee of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, was privileged to see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 75 times in the state of wakefulness. Allahu Akbar. We all know the famous Sayyidina Pir Mir Ali Shah Sahib, who saw the Messenger of Allah and he wrote the famous poetry, ma ajmalaka ma ahsanaka ma akmalaka kite mihri ali kite teri sana kustakh akhiyan kite jaladiyan. That he said that ma ahsanaka ma ajmalaka ma akmalaka, that you are the most beautiful, you are the most honored, you are the most complete. What is the status of Mihri Ali? What is my status that I have seen you, Ya Rasulullah? And Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam 75 times in the state of wakefulness. Allahu Akbar. He, rahmatullah alayh, has stated that Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the grandfather of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says that Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib has mentioned that once I was sleeping. And where was he sleeping? He was sleeping in Al-Haram, besides Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone which we know, that stone which came from heaven. And during the sleep, I had a nightmare and I was overcome with fear. I went to a Qurayshi fortune teller and told him my dream. And the dream was that there was a tree whose height was up to the sky and the branches were in the east and the west. The light coming from that tree was 70-fold more than the light of the sun. The Arabs and the Arjuns, meaning the non-Arabs, are in state of prostration before that tree. The tree continued to grow larger, higher and brighter. For a moment it hides and in the next year reappears. A group of people from Quraysh were clung to the branches of that tree, while other Qurayshis want to cut down the tree. The moment this group of people get near to cut down the tree, a very good looking youth stopped them from cutting down the tree. I have never seen such a beautiful, such a handsome man before. Thereafter, the impressive and dignified person broke the backs of the people of this group and gouged their eyes out. I stretched my hand out to pick the fruit from this tree, but I could not get it. I asked who can obtain the fruit of this tree. The reply came, only those who firmly cling. Then I woke up from my sleep, frightened. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, radiyallahu anhu, said, as I saw the face of the fortune teller, it was pale with fear. So Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib has explained this dream to the fortune teller, that he sees this enormous tree, and the people clinging on to it, some are trying to cut it, some are trying to take his fruit, some are clinging on to it. And when he tells the fortune teller this dream, the fortune teller turns pale out of fear. And he says that if what you are telling me is the truth, that know that you will have a son, a grandson, meaning someone from your sons will be one who will control the east and the west. And seeing his virtues, a large number of creatures will want to associate with him. Meaning the good news of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given to his blessed grandfather Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu. And that nur which Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu saw in his dream came on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal in the form and shape of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the blessed morning in Al-Makkah. So the 12th of Rabiul Awwal actually corresponds to 20th of April 571 AD. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came, the dark clouds of oppression and disbelief disappeared. The fire which was lit for by the fire worshippers in Iran and had been burning for 1,000 years, it became extinguished. The palaces of Kisra was hit by an earthquake, causing its 14 towers to collapse. The river Sawa completely dried up and the Kaaba began to sway. These were all the things which happened on the night of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was born, the first lady who was blessed to suckle the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning feed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, was his real mother, Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then the free maid slave of Abu Lahab, Sayyidina Thuwaiba radiyallahu anha, had the honor of breastfeeding the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thereafter Sayyidatuna Halima Sadia radiyallahu ta'ala anha had the privilege to breastfeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, look at these three privileged and beautiful women, the beloved mother of the Messenger of Allah Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu anha, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, Thuwaiba radiallahu anha, who he freed at the time of birth. And that is another beautiful story within itself, that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and the news was given to the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a disbeliever and died as a disbeliever, because he heard the news of his nephew, he freed a slave girl with the indication of his finger, Thuwaiba, and he said, "You are free to go today because of the happiness of me having a nephew." And she was also the second woman to be honored with breastfeeding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Abu Lahab passed away, and somebody saw him in a dream, and they said to him, "Ma fa'alallahu bika? How has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you?" And he said, "I died upon kufr, I died upon disbelief, and there was nothing of peace and tranquility for me, except on a Monday, I am given a little respite in the form of water droplets which fall out of this finger." And when he was asked, as, "What was the reason that you are given this respite? There is a decrease in your torment on a Monday." And he says, "Because on that day, I freed Thawaiba, my slave girl, with the indication of this finger, and it is accepted in the court of Allah, and Allah has decreased my punishment through this one gesture that I made." And if a staunch kafir as Abu Lahab can be given respite and decrease his punishment in the grave due to that one action of showing happiness on the birth of his nephew, then what makes you think that an ummati, a follower, an ashik, a lover of the Messenger of Allah, will not be rewarded for celebrating the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He used the gesture of one finger, we use our whole bodies. He freed a slave girl, we spend thousands on the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he was given respite and reduction in his punishment after death, then why will we not be given blessings in this life and the hereafter? Undoubtedly we will be given it, and we should continue to celebrate the birth of the Messenger of Allah. As some scholars say, that the night upon in which the Messenger of Allah was born is even greater than Laylatul Qadr. Night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months, but the night in which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was born, it's even greater than Laylatul Qadr, because it was due to the being of the Prophet ﷺ that we were given Laylatul Qadr. If there was no Prophet, there would be no Laylatul Qadr. There would be nothing for us. So everything we have been given in this life and will be given in the hereafter is due to the sadaqah, is due to the blessings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shaykhul Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullah alayhi has stated in his book Siratul Mustafa, and I would recommend this book to people as well, Siratul Mustafa. It is a very beautiful, concise book filled with love about the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he writes that the respected Arabs used to send their children for suckling to the villages in the outskirts, where the children would grow healthy because of the clean air. They would be more eloquent in their tongue because of the purer, cleaner Arabic was spoken, and they would grow to be stronger because of the little bit different environments. So when they come back to their original cities and their original hometowns, they would be strong young men. And Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha was given the privilege to look after this. And she said that, along with the women of the tribe Bani Sa'd, "I went to Mecca hoping to find a baby, hoping to find a baby who I could look after, who would be with me. And because I was very poor and I had not a lot, people did not want to give me their child until I came across the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I seen him, and he was the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most cute baby to ever live upon this earth." She says, "As soon as I saw that Muhammad, as soon as I saw that baby, I instantly fell in love with him. I instantly fell in love with him." And she says that that mule which I brought with me, which was weak, when I was carrying the Messenger of Allah on that with myself, it became so powerful, it became so fast that it left everything behind and it went into that area without with leaving the rest of them there. She goes, when I came home, that goat which I had, which was not giving any milk, when Mubarak, when the Prophet ﷺ came into the house, It illuminated and blessed it so much that dry udders started to have milk. The house of Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu anha was the only one which had grass growing around it, and the animals would come and graze there. This was because of the Messenger of Allah. Now think, if the Messenger of Allah is in an area and he comes in an area and that area flourishes, it becomes green, the animals become healthy, the animals which do not have milk start to produce milk. This is with the Prophet alayhi salam being present in that area. Then imagine if you let the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam inside your heart. What it would do to your heart, what it would do to your body, what it would do to your life. It would change it. But that is only possible if you let the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's love enter your heart. It is only possible if you let the nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam enter your heart and let it change your heart. And to do this, you have to learn about him. Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha said, when I entered the house of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I saw that the Messenger of Allah was wrapped up in a woolen piece of cloth which was whiter than milk, and there was a green silky piece of cloth under him. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how beautiful the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam would have looked as a baby. How beautiful he would have looked as a baby wrapped up in this cloth with his illuminous, shining, fragrant face illuminating the whole world. Not just the house of Halima radiallahu anha, but the whole world became illuminated due to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdullah Maruzi rahmatullah alayhi narrated that when the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam was 2 months old, he began to crawl. Allahu Akbar. We have children in our houses and they are many months old, years, and now they start to crawl. The Prophet alayhi salam started to crawl when he was 2. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam was 3 months old, he began to stand up. And when he was 4 months old, he used to walk placing his hands on the wall. When he was 5 months old, he had the full ability and strength to walk. When he was 6 months old, he used to walk fast. When he was 7 months old, he used to run properly towards every direction. When he was 8 months old, he used to speak in such a clear way that one could understand him properly. When he was 9 months old, he began to speak eloquently. And when he was 10 months old, he used to excel the children in archery. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to say, لِلَّهِ دَرُّكَ يَا نَفْسُ أَنَا إِبْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. He used to say, oh nafs, may Allah grant you goodness. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. In the very days, people asked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, in terms of strength, I am the strongest Arab. In terms of archery, I am the bravest. In terms of religion, I am the most exalted Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was the Messenger of Allah. So this was the majesty of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even talking about it, we feel a sense of power and awe, and we feel this level of a boost in our iman. Then imagine the Messenger of Allah. Imagine his personality. Imagine his majesty. That as a 10-month-old baby, he used to say, لِلَّهِ دَرُّكَ يَا نَفْسُ أَنَا إِبْنَ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. That, oh nafs, he used to address himself. He used to say, I am Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. In the religion, I am the most exalted. In strength, I am the strongest Arab. In archery, I am the bravest. I am the most skilled. And this is at 10 months old. Allahu Akbar. And imagine when the Prophet alayhi salam went into his youth, which we will cover inshallah. We will talk about the beautiful youth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And believe you me that this is a topic I absolutely enjoy. Speaking about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, learning about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, preaching about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is something that we should sacrifice our lives for. We should dedicate our lives for. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's body was extremely pure. It was extremely clean. There was never any filth or dirt on it. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had beautiful habits. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would recite Bismillah before doing anything important. Meaning he would recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he would do any important work. And this also shows us the upbringing of children, that if our children, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a boy, then I should treat him like a boy. I should instill manly, boyish attributes and qualities into him. And if Allah has given me a girl, I should try to raise her like a girl. I should not try to confuse them. I should not try to plant the seed of anything in their heads. If Allah has made somebody a boy, treat him like a boy. Make him believe he's a boy. He is a boy. And if somebody is a girl, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses three people, and three people will not be allowed to enter paradise. The first one is the youth. Is it the youth? The second one is a person who disrespects his parents, and a woman who imitates being a man. These three people will not enter paradise. The Prophet said this. So be very careful about how you raise your children, because what you teach them today will be the result of what you reap in the future. So you should treat them and raise them in a manner which is deserving, because as you have rights over your children also have rights over you. And one of the rights the Prophet mentioned is that you give them a good name, and you teach them good manners. You teach them good characteristics. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was 10 years old, he traveled to Yemen along with his uncle Zubair. And they passed by a valley where they saw a camel who did not let the people pass by. When it saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it sat down and began to rub its chest on the ground. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dismounted this camel and rode it. When it crossed the valley, the Prophet alayhi salam left it. Upon returning, the valley was full of water. All caravans stayed there. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them to follow him. Then he went inside, and the people of Quraysh followed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dried the water. When these people returned to Makkah, they related this parable at all. Listening to this, the people said, this child is majestic, this child is marvelous, and this child is unique. Allahu Akbar. At the age of 10 years old, the Prophet was given the ownership and kingship over the kingdoms. The animal which would not let anyone pass, when it saw the face of a 10-year-old Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it fell to the ground. It started to rub his chest on the ground that, Ya Rasulullah, enter upon me. Ya Rasulullah, sit on me. Let me take you. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed that camel. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would always bless the people who asked him for anything. The Prophet alayhi salam would always grant, Mere kareem se agar qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hain, durbe baha diye hain. That if somebody asked for a drop from my Prophet would not only flow rivers, but the pearls and the jewels and the rubies in the river, he would flow them as well. He would give them to people as well. That is if you ask for a drop. Then imagine when you ask for more, and whatever you ask for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his generosity, will grant you. And we will talk about the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the coming episodes as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of the Messenger of Allah. Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu has narrated that a blind companion radiallahu anhu came to the Messenger of Allah and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do dua in the court of Allah that I may be relieved of my blindness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want, I will make dua. And if you want, you can remain patient and it is better for you. He humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua. He knew that the Prophet was going to give me what is better for me anyway. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me my eyesight back. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered him to perform wudu, and perform wudu well, and make this dua after offering two rakats. And my dear viewers of Madni channel, listen to this dua. All those people who have doubts about asking from wasila, all the people who have doubts about asking Allah through the means of the Messenger of Allah, this dua is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. This dua was taught to that companion by the Messenger of Allah. And listen to this dua. This dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka atawassalu wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyyir rahma. Ya Muhammadu, inni tawajjahtu bika ila Rabbi fi hajati hadhihi lituqdali Allahumma fashaffi'hu fiyya. That, O Allah, I implore you and put forward the wasila As'aluka atawassalu, the wasila, and I'm heedful of you by the means of your Nabi, who is the blessed Rasul. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, I am attentive towards my Rabb for my needs to be satisfied by your blessed wasila. O Allah, grant his intercession in my favor. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Usman bin Hunayf said, by Allah, we did not stand up. We did not stand up. We were talking and he came to us and it seemed as if he had never been blind. This is the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it talks clearly and explicitly about asking through the means of the Messenger of Allah. So don't forget this dua and continue to ask this dua and continue to ask Allah through the means of the Prophet, as this was the way of the companions. This is the way which is taught. And if anyone says anything, then we will ask them, what ruling would you give against this companion? Har sahabiye nabi jannati, the companions are all people of paradise and they used to make this dua. So what will you say then? What, how, why will you make people go towards the wrong path by telling them false narratives and false stories and the wrong beliefs about Islam, when this is our belief? When this is what the Prophet taught, when this is what the Prophet taught to the companions and the companions taught to us, then why are you going the other way? Why are you leaving the ways of the Salaf? Why are you leaving the ways of the Ashab? This is our Aqeedah, this is what the Prophet taught us. And we will hold firmly onto it. But your viewers never leave the right path. There are hadiths, there are Quranic ayats present, mawjood on our belief. And we will defend it. Alhamdulillah, we defend it. Because we know we are on the right path. Our path is proven from the Quran and the Hadith. Like I've just said, a very small thing that we ask Allah through the wasila of the Prophet, and this is proven from Hadith. And I think we will finish on that today, and we'll come back with a new episode and a new meaning and a new theme and topic and a new way to glorify our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He brought us the light of guidance and salvation. He brought us the light of guidance and salvation. The majestic prophet.